WFM Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Five seven CFW 80s, 90s, and more. And don't forget, you can listen to us on your smart speaker. You got one of those, just tell it to play WCFW, and there we are. It's that easy, that simple. We stream through our website at WCFW.fm, and of course, with that Civic Media app right there in the palm of your hand, no matter where you are, no matter what you're up to, we're with you. Just put those earbuds in and listen along. I use it all the time when I'm walking Gigi, taking her for her daily stroll. I put in the earbuds. Yeah, I don't just work at 105.7 CFW. I'm a listener as well. And thank you for doing the same thing. Here's the Scorpions now, 105.7 CFW.
It's early morning, the sun goes down. out. As long as she keeps praying out. My kid is praying, it reaches my skin. So what is wrong with another sin?
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
That's Ace of Base, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s. More Mike McKay along with you. I just saw this. It's just kind of interesting. 20% of Gen Zers said that they have broken up with someone, okay? They've broken up with someone they were in a relationship with because that person used too many emojis. And you can't, you can't see it right now, but I'm using a sad face emoji as I'm reading this story. So, wow. You know what? That made me think of something. Give me 6 minutes and I'll share it with you. All right, stay close.
Just
Paul McCartney, Maybe I'm Amazed, 105.7 CFW. Paul McCartney and Wings, they were so good. So very good. It's Mike McKay along with you moving through this Tuesday morning together. All right, a few minutes ago I had the story where I just saw that 20% of Gen Zers said that they have broken up with somebody because they used their other person they were dating used too many emojis. And they didn't like that, so they broke up. And it made me think of a friend of mine, a really good friend of mine. I was the best man at his wedding. And he actually broke up with a girl one time. This was way before he met his wife-to-be, obviously. But he told me he broke up with her. And they were going out for quite a while. He was pretty crazy about her. And then all of a sudden, they were done. And I said, what happened? And he said she would cross her legs when she would sit, okay? And she would have her shoe, and it would, like, hang off of her foot, off of her toes. And he said that she would, like, flap it around. And he said after a while, for whatever reason, it just made him crazy, and he couldn't do it anymore. So he broke up with her because the way she flipped her shoe around on her foot when she sat. So with that, head over to our Facebook page or text me through the Civic Media app. What's one of the strangest reasons that you ever broke up with someone? All right, come on, share that story.
Yeah. looking for. This one's called the Outlaw. Wow, say about me, ride the rhythm like me riding a bike. Channel me, murder me, chatter when me chatter on the mic. Show the artists to keep them rocking till a broad daylight. I hear come this escape club to rock it tonight.
The Escape Club, Wild Wild West, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. What's the strangest reason? I mean, for you, obviously, it wasn't a strange reason, but looking back, maybe it was a strange reason that you broke up with someone. Stop by our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW, or my Mike McKay page, or text me through the Civic Media app at 105.7 CFW. I got a text from Doreen, who said, when I was younger, I broke up with a guy because he always smelled like Ben Gay. My dad smelled like Ben Gay all the time. Couldn't do it. I get that. Did you ask him to maybe try something else? Or maybe it was, you know, once you cross that bridge, it's tough to go back.
Well, you done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't. It's our take no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. One big family, and it's our godforsaken right to be loved, love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate our time. This is our fate. I'm yours. Do 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 do. Checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. We'll open up your mind and see life.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Five seven CFW hauling out. I can't cope for that. That's what we're talking about this morning out on the Facebook page. Why did you, the strangest reason that you ever broke up with someone? Stop by our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW. You just couldn't go for it anymore. Or text me through the Civic Media app at 105.7 CFW. Text through there. John said, Mike, I broke up with a girl once. I broke up with a girl once because she smelled like chicken noodle soup. Thanks for the memories, Mike. John. All right, thanks for sharing, John.
You should have seen by the look. Should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never played. Instead, you laid still.
1057 CFWREO Speedwagon. It's Mike McKay along with you. Stop by our Facebook page, 1057 CFW, my Mike McKay page, or text me through the Civic Media app at 1057 CFW. You can also drop me a voice message if you want. You'll see that microphone icon. Click it. You got up to 60 seconds to share your story. But Gen Zers, 20% of Gen Zers have broken up with someone because they use too many emojis. So what's the reason that you broke up with someone? Something a little, you know, a little out of the ordinary reason for breaking. I mean, we've heard from someone who said she broke up with a guy because he smelled like Bengay all the time, and so did her dad, so she couldn't deal with that. That makes sense. Heard from another guy, said he broke up with a girl because she smelled like chicken noodle soup all the time. How about you? All right, share. Why did you break up with someone? The strangest reason that you broke up with someone. Share with us this morning.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
Know what the internet is good for?
Funny cat videos?
That too. But I'm thinking research.
Researching funny cat videos?
Know what the internet is bad for?
Civilized discourse?
That too. But I'm thinking researching things where big emotions are involved.
Oh, you're talking about
the big thing. The big question. I'm Nicole Lasker, and before you start your next chapter,
visit Laskers.
We've developed the best way to help you find the right one for the right one. We know the questions to ask and the styles she's sure to love.
The sparkly of the sparkliest, and more of them. We make engagement ring shopping easier.
How do we know what she'll love? It's something that comes with almost 100 years of hearing.
Yes.
That's the reason we love what we do. And Laskers wants her to love it just as much as you do.
Wait a second. What if she says no?
Funny cat videos?
Good call. Laskers, just a precious stone's throw from Oakwood Mall and online at laskers.com.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Big deals.
1057 CFW Big Deals is all your local favorites this summer. Chickadees, C&J Scoop Shop, Carl's Barbecue. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at wcfw.fm and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, take advantage of big savings on our gift certificates all summer long. Go to wcfw.fm, click the Big Deals banner, and feast on delicious savings with 1057 CFW Big Deals.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is highlighting a recent third way report that projects hospitals in the state will lose nearly $265 million a year under the Republican budget bill. In a statement, Senator Baldwin said the bill will shutter hospitals and put additional strain on already struggling healthcare workers for the sake of a tax cut for the top 0.1%. The bill is projected to terminate health care for about 270,000 Wisconsin residents and places some rural hospitals in the state at a disproportionate risk of closure. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature could result in fines for people who release Mylar balloons into the air. The legislation was referred to the State Assembly Committee on Environment and would include a $500 fine for violators if passed into law. State lawmakers say balloon releases are usually not malicious in any way, but the balloons can hit power lines and cause outages or get animals tangled up when they land. Further consideration of the proposed bill won't happen until lawmakers return to Madison in the fall. One person died following a water rescue on the Chippewa River in Eau Claire over the weekend. According to the Eau Claire Fire Department, crews responded to reports of a person in distress under the Water Street Bridge at around 4:15 on Sunday afternoon. A bystander was found pulling the individual from the river to the shoreline under the bridge when first responders arrived and began administering medical treatment. The victim was taken by boat from the bridge to Hobbs Boat Landing before being taken to Mayo Hospital, where they later died. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has announced the distribution of over $1.6 million in grant funding to 14 organizations across the state, including an Eau Claire-based business. According to a press release, Community and Economic Development Associates of Eau Claire will receive $50,000 of funding through the Entrepreneurship Partner Grants Program. The program seeks to help entrepreneurs with technical and financial assistance to promote their growth and bring new businesses and ideas to life. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and humid again today. Our high right around 91 this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm or two possible with a low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms and a lot cooler with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
CFW.
No matter.
97 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. Coming up in about 15 minutes, I have a stupid criminal story for you. And it's also something I had never known this before about a particular type of store. Obviously, this criminal didn't either. I'll share it with you in a bit. Stay close.
Yeah. Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
The fever.